Imagine a typical beach day. Parents are slathering sunscreen onto their children's faces, teenagers are splashing one another, and seagulls are crying out in search of French fries. Among all the chaos is something no one sees: oxybenzone and octinoxate.
So one of the things to understand about the chemicals that we're talking about is that they are most impactful in high concentrations.
That's Deborah Foote from Sierra Club, Florida. She's speaking to a House committee about chemicals in sunscreen that can wash off in the ocean.
They are coming, in one instance, from swimmers who are around the coral reef. So it's important to think about a multitude of folks who are wearing the sunscreens within the waters surrounding the reefs.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says sunscreens with these products bleach coral, deform sea urchins, and cause male fish to grow female parts. Last year, Key West banned the sale of sunscreens containing oxybenzone and octinoxate. Fort Myers Republican Representative Spencer Roach worries Key West's ban will discourage Floridians from wearing sunscreen.
We know that it does prevent death in human beings. And what is real, the science that is real, is melanoma, skin cancer. And I also have some facts on that.
Roach filed a bill that would overrule Key West's ban and prevent other communities from passing similar rules.
There is no conclusive scientific data that proves that chemicals included in sunscreen are damaging coral reefs.
No, I think that's complete bull hockey.
That's Craig Downs. He heads the Hereticus Environmental Laboratory. Downs collaborates with NOAA on coral research. He says coral bleaching in Key West is from a variety of factors, one of which is sunscreen.
And it's a low-hanging fruit. If you can correct for that factor, then why not go for it?
He says the chemicals are harmful to humans, too. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, says more research needs to be done on the chemical. So far, the FDA has not made a decision as to whether oxybenzone is unsafe. Florida Society of Dermatology and Dermatologic Surgery's Andrew Weinstein agrees. He says he went to Key West to stop the ban.
I said this is a little bit like a situation where you have a murder on the loose and everyone wants to do something. They want to get revenge. And so they arrest the wrong person, and then, you know, you have a double tragedy. You have somebody incarcerated who has done nothing, and then you have the real culprit on the loose. And that's what's happened here. So the real culprit in coral bleaching is on the loose.
The bill passed through the Health Quality Subcommittee. It has more steps before going to the full House and Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.